Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, short segment here, long segment coming up with Lord Monk and your phone calls. And then a big news blitz of a lot of really important news. Obama now announces he doesn't even need Congress on immigration. He'll just legalize the illegals. That's Associated Press. That's called dictatorship. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. We just talked to Mike in Mass. We're going to move along now to Richard in Alberta, Canada. You're on the air with Lord Moncton. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
I'd like to ask Lord Moncton a few questions, but first, if I might, I would like to take time to a brief overview on how Agenda 21 is being implemented in Canada here. In recently, Alberta, and the province where I'm from, we just elected former UN bureaucrat and New World Order operative Alison Redford as our premier. She is pushing through a number of bills, including the Land Stewardship Act, which robs Albertans of our natural property rights so they can take our
land. Oh, yeah. Oh, and by the way, Australia did this and took half of the farmland off limits. They take half the land and set it aside, or you can pay huge taxes on it, and it's just devastating, devastating these people. Lord Moncton, you've been to Australia a bunch. I'm going to go back to your caller, but, I mean, he's not joking about these land grabs. Give us your take on that.
Well, this is a growing problem in Australia. I met one of the people who had his land grabbed, and he and his family had been farming there quite peaceably for several generations. Then along comes the state government one day and says, right, we're confiscating your land because we need it for a carbon sink so that we can comply with our obligations under the treaty which Kevin Rudd signed, you know, one of the many global...
Sounds like Mao Zedong, and I've seen the polls there, over 80% are against it, but the authoritarians don't care.
This is exactly it. They now regard everything and everybody's property as their own to do what they like with. They want to take it away from people and put it in the hands of some sort of environmental management committee. Increasingly, this is happening, or they're trying to make it happen. I'm glad to say that in Britain, we're fighting back against this, and we've said that property rights have to be respected. In Australia, they're still not doing that, partly because the opposition has been rather ineffective. They haven't really made enough noise. They haven't stood up and opposed this. And nobody has provided the funds to allow people who have had their property effectively stolen from them.
And then later they give it to their buddies. This happened in Austin. They took 50,000 plus acres from the mid-90s on and then turned around and built on it. They took it from farmers. They just took it, Lord Moncton. And now... I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's happening all over America and all over the world, where corrupt local and national governments are helping themselves to private land in the name of the environment and then simply building on it, destroying whatever environment it had, and profiting mightily by robbing the people who previously owned it.
Well, that's what's sick. I've gone to smart growth conferences, and they just look at you when your camera's off and go, yeah, we know it's a scam, and laugh at you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You're quite right. They know it's a scam, and that's the crucial thing. They know that this is simply a method of organized robbery of the by the rich bureaucrat and the bureaucratic class of the governing
class. Real fast, I want to have the caller in Canada. No, I've seen this. She went to the Bilderberg this year. How? I mean, are Canadians aware you're about to go under the same land grab that just happened in Australia?
Unfortunately, most of us are oblivious. I'm filming a documentary. I'm trying to have a YouTube channel. I'm trying to inform people as best I can. But most people, they're such statists. They have they worship and grovel to government. It's quite pathetic here. They don't have the spirit of 1776. They don't have the spirit of liberty. They don't have this fire in their belly. It's quite pathetic. But what was going on before is there's also another bill that they're passing. Alison Redford is. She's talking about how basically they're doing a mass overbuild of power lines, which is going to raise the cost of energy here in Alberta, and it's a monopoly.
Yeah, giant scams. We'll be back with more calls. Yeah, these people are total criminals. They know exactly what they're doing. Lord Moncton, straight ahead. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Axelrod has announced they want to try to pass a law restricting free speech. You can't make this up. The Department of Labor wants to ban children doing chores on farms. You know about that. Well, now they want to have people that report on the economy have to get government-issued computers. We talked about that earlier in the week. It's just so crazy. They're using Al-Qaeda to attack Syria. I'm not saying Assad's a good guy, but, I mean, I'm supposed to give my rights up because Al-Qaeda... and then now the NATO and folks are funding them. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is funding research into bracelets that track mental and emotional responses in school to make sure you're being brainwashed properly. Lou Rockwell's came out on the show yesterday. That video's up at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul will not endorse Mitt Romney. It's also all mirrored at PrisonPlanet.com. And killer drones coming to a sky near you. And they're announcing their number one mission will be to enforce the environment. The spy satellites are not pointed at the Russians now. They're pointed at us. And they've got the Air Force drones enforcing your cows. If water runs off, any brown water into the local creek, giant fines, any hay dust, $2,000 a day fines. There's no law. They're just doing it. Lord Monty, I'm going to rush through some calls in this final segment with you. But I've noticed in the UK, also in the EU, and I've seen the same thing, the announcements that drones and spy satellites are now watching the farmers, but not big agro, watching the small endangered family farm. I noticed Stalin kicked people off the farms and tried to collectivize and kill tens of millions. Mao did it. He has the record. Our government says he killed 64 million. Chinese say 86 million. But whatever the case is, I know you've studied that and traveled the world. Why do the, quote, environmental fascist communist always want to get people off their land for the earth, of course, and ban the Amish selling milk? I mean, why is there this attack on rural communities by the whatever you call these creatures?
They're jealous. That's what it is. They want the land, which is now occupied by the farmers. The best way to do that is to invent some fictional reason why the farmers ought to have to take it off them. And that's why they have these drones now flying around watching us. It's bad enough having Google Earth being able to see straight into your bathroom window. Now you've got these drones as well. So you need to wear a hoodie and a baseball cap at all times, even inside the house, then they can't see who you are. It's really got to the point now where, one would almost feel justified in shooting some of these drones down if they came over us. I mean, it's outrageous the way the authorities feel that they can treat the ordinary people with complete contempt. Now, I'm not advocating that you should actually shoot these drones down, but certainly I think it's now become a real worry that we have, for instance, in Britain, more surveillance cameras on every street corner than anyone else in the world. I told you on the last program that I had an Inland Revenue spy getting into my club the other day and asking me questions, and it was only halfway through the conversation that I realized who he was. This kind of game that's being played with the citizen by the authorities.
And these little secret police think we're all criminals. It's like a little mental illness they have, and they act like we're bad just because we want freedom, and they all think they're James Bond. Let's go to the calls. We've, again, got scienceofpublicpolicy.org, proprietor Lord Christopher Monckton, the third Viscount of Monckton and Brenchley on with us, leading fighter of these green tyrants. Let's talk to who's been holding the longest here. John in Montana, mountain country, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, hello, gentlemen. My question is, on Agenda 21, human rights and the future of foreign governments in the world or in the United States, the use of semantics and legal interpretation and the government's theft of land and other items from the people. Can I have Lord Christopher Monckton speak on that, and then have you, Alex Jones, speak on the constitutionality of that?
Yes, yes. Go ahead.
Let me go first on this. The your constitution, which I keep by me at all times, says that the supreme law of the United States is the Constitution, alongside the laws made by Congress and any treaty made by the Senate in accordance with the provisions in the Constitution. That, too, becomes your law. And this is where the danger is. Increasingly, what is happening is that presidents like President Obama, who tend to put everybody but America first, will agree to these treaties over and over again. Now, they realize they can't get them through the Senate because there are still senators who are willing to stand up for America. And as you know, a treaty shouldn't become a treaty unless the Senate says it should. But there's a kind of get-out clause which the Supreme Court has been using. It's been saying that even if the Senate doesn't make a treaty, but yet a particular international agreement is something which all nations ought to be taking part in, then even if the Senate hasn't voted for it, it's increasingly being treated in law as though it were.
Yes. Yes.
And this is a big problem. It means that one cannot merely hope that the people that you elect to defend you from precisely the kind of power grab that's going on by the governing class worldwide will actually be able to defend you from it, because the Supreme Court, as at present constituted, is beginning to overlook and overrule your constitution.
Lord Monckton, what do you call it in international law? I mean, I guess an oligarchy, where it's the bureaucracy, special corporate interests that are anti-free market, working as monopoly men with an executive doing what it wants. I guess that's really fascism or an oligarchy, because now Obama says, I'm going to legalize the illegals, no law. I'm going to shut down the power plants. That's how we started the interview. And I mean, really, now everybody's calling him a dictator. But again, it's the special interest that running. So the dictator, you know, the titular heads come and go, but they're bought and paid for by the same interest. I mean, how do you respond to something that lawless?
Well, what you do is there's a procedure in United States law, as there is in United Kingdom law, called application for judicial review of administrative action. And this means that any public servant who acts beyond his powers can be taken to court and made to behave, just as we took the Department of Education here in the UK to court because it didn't have the power to hand out Al Gore's propaganda movie, this mawkish sci-fi comedy horror movie of his. It didn't have the power to hand that out to schools because it was propaganda, and propaganda in schools in the UK is against the law. And we won the case, and therefore they had to send out 77 pages of corrective guidance to each school before the film could be shown there. And this really is the key thing. You need to find people who are wealthy enough to be able to fight cases on judicial review. So if Obama says he's going to have an amnesty for illegal immigrants, then he must go to Congress to get that. He cannot do that by executive order. And if he tries, then somebody should take him to court and say, no, you can't do that. However powerful you are, you have to abide by
exactly
the law until Congress changes the law of the land. That's the way it works in a democracy. That's what your founding fathers had intended, and that's what you must insist on.
Very well said. Let's jump to some more calls.
History of action.
Let's talk to Lloyd in Florida, listening on the Big 810 AM, or number one there in Orlando on Agenda 21. You're on the air with Lord Monckton. Go ahead.
Alex, I want to thank Lord Monckton for his wonderful information that he's putting out, but I'd like you to put me on hold. I want to talk to you on a different subject when he finishes.
Okay, well, it said Agenda 21 right there, but do you have a quick question for him, and I'll come back to you later?
Just come back to me later, please.
Okay, it said Agenda 21 there on the screen. That's, we don't really screen your calls when we have a guest. It's a, let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey in Colorado. You're on the air.
Jeffrey, well, you got that. Anyway, I just found you guys earlier this year, and thank God for your message and what you're doing, and that probably comes from those of us who care about America.
Well, brother, we're all in it together. Thank you. Do you have any questions for Lord Monckton?
Yes. You're going to the summit. What I was wondering is there a possibility to be able to post the names of everybody involved in this massive takeover, and if or post their pictures, because you need to start taking an offense instead of a defense.
Well, that's quite a good idea, to name them and shame them, as I did for this Inland Revenue spy the other day, Dr. Paul McCallum. And that's a very good technique. And I think a lot of us who have access to the media should do this more often. We should name and shame those in the public authorities who overstep the bounds of their authority and go too far and try to set up these global governments. Now, of course, in practice, the only people who know who's going to Rio are the UN organizers, and they certainly won't give out the list to anyone. But one of the purposes in being there is that we can see which organizations are there, we can work out who is funding them, and then we have learned a trick from the left. We are now quietly talking to the funders of some of these big so-called charitable environmental organizations, which are in effect about the destruction of the planet, and we're saying, take your funding elsewhere. These people are crooks. You don't want to be associated with them when they eventually get exposed and go under.
And the funding is leaving them. And again, you call them the left. I know they identify themselves as that. I just see them as authoritarians posing as planet savers. I mean, because there are some people that associate, you know, the left with civil liberties, things like that, but you never really see that from them. I mean, do you think the left is the proper name for them?
Well, the left is the name for, traditionally in our politics, for the totalitarian faction. If you are a totalitarian, then you're on the left. The National Socialists in Germany, they were on the left. Hitler's fascists, they were on the left.
Stalin, Mao.
Stalin, Mao Zedong.
Fidel Castro.
Oh, yeah, all of these people, they are on the left. They are authoritarians. They're not authoritative. They're authoritarian.
I guess that is a point. I guess, I mean, most of the mass murderers claim they come from the left. Lord Monckton, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. Look forward to having you and Mark Moreno from Climate Depot live from the conference next week. Thank you for going, and we'll talk to you soon.
Look forward to that, Alex. God bless you, and as always, God bless America.
Thank you. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us and news.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. To celebrate the beginning of summer, you can save 20% off their already affordable prices. This offer ends on June 20th, so take advantage of the summer savings now. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633. Or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Every time I walk back in the break room, we got televisions on, and it's Fox, CNN, whatever's on. Syria's murdering children. We've got to invade Syria, murdering children. Meanwhile, the globalists will kill 200 people to kill one supposed terrorist. And, well, that's all right, but a child may have been killed. We've got to invade. And they'll level that country, put Al-Qaeda in charge. Did you hear me? They send the FBI in Austin, where I live, to people's houses if they go to anti-war protest. On video. People shoot video at their house, the FBI. We're just here to ask why you were at the anti-war protest, ma'am. Woman's there with her kids. She's like, are you joking? But then Al-Qaeda is running around working for the criminals that run our government. It's such a joke, and I'm already ranting. I want to go to your phone calls. Luke Radowski's coming up with a quick report about his two, I don't want to say confrontations with Rand Paul, but Rand Paul used to stop and talk to him. Now he's not talking to anybody. I tell you, it's wild. Going back to Lloyd in Florida, listening on 810 AM in Orlando, where we're on there live. Go ahead, sir. You had a question.
Alex, thank you very much for coming back to me. I want to tell you that you're booming in down here on 810 AM in Central Florida, coming in loud and clear.
Thank
Alex,
you.
I wanted to talk a little bit here about Robert Chapman. I won't take long. Bob is interned at the Glen Abbey Cemetery in Auburndale, Florida. And the cemetery is located at 2200 K Villa Avenue in Auburndale. And some of your listeners, I'm sure, would like to come and pay their respects to Bob. And Auburndale is located halfway between Orlando and Tampa, and it's 10 miles south of I-4. It's well marked on I-4, no problem to get there.
Yeah, we did link to the obituary put out by the funeral home, and I think it listed there where that is. And we're just really sad, again, that Bob passed. And you know, so suddenly, that's what pancreatic cancer does. That's what killed my great uncle. He was a very nice man and a patriot as well. Yes, it would be good to go there. Was he cremated, or is it a gravestone?
No, he's located in the gray mausoleum, visible from the entrance when you go into the Glen Abbey Cemetery at 2200 K Villa Avenue in Auburndale. You will see the gray mausoleum to your left, and Bob's location faces the road. It's very easy to find, 10 steps from the car. And I just thank you so much, Alex, for allowing me to put out this information about a man that financially saved me and turned my life totally around.
He really was a sweetheart. He had a very sweet heart. And I know that he just 10 hours a day, on top of all the stuff he'd radio and writing, would sit there on email writing to people trying to help them and giving them his best advice. He really was a great guy, wasn't he?
God bless you and Robert Chapman for all that y'all have done for us.
Thank you so much for your words, sir. Yeah, every time I think about Bob, it makes me sad. We just expect to hear somebody's voice and get to talk to him. And I've been talking to him like 15 years, and then they're just gone. So you better appreciate everybody and every minute you got above ground, ladies and gentlemen. And if I ever pass that way again to Orlando, I am going to go see his gravesite. I need to go see my grandmother. She's not in the grave. I hadn't seen her in about a month. Months just go by like that now. They just bam, 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 bam. We've got to spend time with our families. Real quick call. Ronnie in Texas on Agenda 21. Go ahead, Ronnie.
Yes, sir. The Agenda 21 is... I'm sorry, I was wanting to get a kind of a flashcard to help convert the Agenda 21 delusionarians out there still on, I don't know, maybe using a search engine on, like, start page, on terms like Agenda 21, New World Order, predatory property pimps, more ideas. I was hoping to get Lord
Monkton's
ideas on that.
No, I hear you, Ronnie. I appreciate your call. Ronnie is a great activist down there every week at the city council. He was banned from the city council just for asking questions. We're going to go to break here. Speaking of Agenda 21, every city council needs this, and your purchase supports our broadcast. Also, the author, Rosa Corey. We have it discounted with a free citizen rulebook and more at Infowars.com. Behind the green mask, you and Agenda 21, Rosa Corey. Great little 170-something page book with graphics and cartoons in it explaining how the globalists are taking over your towns, cities, and states. We're getting big traction against them. Every government official in your area, servant, needs a copy of this. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
It certainly is. Joining us for about 10, 15 minutes is Luke Radowski. Then I will get to Baron, Richard, Martha, Christian, Doug, and others before this hour ends. I got some other tidbits of news. Now, Luke Radowski is independent media. We Are Change. Does a great job. There's hundreds and hundreds of chapters all over the world. I don't know, it looks like 25 or something now. Started out as a 9/11 activist in New York. They didn't want him talking about the New World Order, so he started his own group and has had a great effect. Now, he lives in D.C. now, and he goes and confronts these people every day. Lord Rothschild, the Rockefellers. I mean, it's amazing what he does, asking real questions very politely. And it's constantly making news and having a big effect and getting key information out. Now, he's interviewed Rand Paul many times. Rand will stop, talk about the New World Order as a senator, as a candidate as well, talk about Bilderberg being a threat. And again, Rand Paul overall is against the drones. He voted no on the NDAA, only one of seven senators. There's a lie out there that he voted for it. He's a friend. Ron Paul is absolutely awesome. Rand, kind of going in a bad direction, but you know, whatever. We're just saying we don't like it. But Luke keeps running into him. And he's actually had a conversation today. He ran into him yesterday. We're about to play a clip of that video. Ran into him again today. Ran in and got a bunch of security guards. Looked very upset. That video's coming out. Here's a minute of it where Luke comes up and wants to talk to him. Here it is.
Hey, Senator Paul. My name is Luke of We Are Change. We had an interesting conversation before about the Bilderberg Group. And knowing what you know, how can you support Mitt Romney when The Guardian reported he was at the Bilderberg meeting?
Senator, just get up.
We're having a private conversation right now. You can make an appointment, stop by.
I know you. It's a comfortable question. I know you know a lot about the Bilderberg Group. And we just want to know, why would you endorse? I know you're playing politics, but is politics really that dirty?
Okay, that's enough. He just acts like he's not there. And he's Luke's interviewed him before. And then they follow him into the, you know, the Senate area. Then they go in their private area and they stop. And then he ran into him again today. And, you know, the issue here is if I had to really go somewhere, I would at least say, I got to go somewhere. I can't really talk to you. But this is clear. They don't even brush him off with a quick answer. Even, you know, globalists will do that sometimes. I mean, I've seen Jay Rockefeller respond more than this. And so what I'm seeing here in the body language is that, well, Rand isn't very happy with the Patriot movement. We don't want to push Rand, and Luke isn't doing this, too far, because we may drive him right into the arms of the globalists, but that's still his fault if he does that. You can't use threats to your family or whatever as an excuse to join the dark side. Rand still overall has a great voting record. We don't like the Mitt Romney thing, but again, it's really academic in the final equation. Luke Radowski, tell us what happened yesterday and now what happened today, the conference you're at right now, and what's happening there. Joining us via cell phone from D.C., Luke Radowski of WeAreChange.org.
Yeah, I was just running through the parking lot here trying to find Glenn Beck. Just got Glenn Beck, Newt Gingrich. I've been having a crazy time. I live in New York City, but I travel down to D.C. whenever I get, just tired of New York City and I want to do some work down
okay.
here.
Yeah, you had been living down there. I forgot, but go ahead.
Yeah, I've been living down there, and we decided, you know, to talk to Mr. Rand Paul, and we were in the Senate building. We saw him coming out. As soon as we saw him coming out, you know, I just politely walked up to him. I mean, I've talked to other senators who granted me interviews and were talking to me and were more open, and I just wanted to politely talk to him about his Mitt Romney, Bill Burr, Goldman Sachs endorsement, which doesn't make much sense to me knowing what Rand Paul knows. And I was trying to be as polite as I could, and I just tried to have a conversation with him. And he was doing everything in his power not to talk to me. And then, you know, when he ignored me, I got Affy Martin of Media Roots to come with me. We went inside the Senate building. We saw Rand Paul walking right towards us. I gave Affy the mic, and then you could see what happened from there on the YouTube video. Today, we're at this conference. Rand Paul was here. We were at the secret entrance where all the speakers were coming in and out of. Now, Rand Paul came out, and he saw me, and he quickly ran back inside. And now his staffer, that blonde lady that was with him, was running around. They got about 10 security guards to be around him. He usually walks around with himself and his aide, that blonde lady. But now he got 10 security guards. They're all pointing to me, looking at me. And I'm like, I just want to, you know, have a conversation with this guy. They even closed off the public book signing into a private room. They have to change the book signing. I mean, Glenn Beck does it in the public area. They made it into a private area because of Rand's request. Even when he was walking with, you know, a lot of security guards around him, I still got the mic in there, and I was like, you know, since you're going to be campaigning for Mitt Romney, as you said, I asked him, you know, where do you stand with him on the NDAA, on ending the private Federal Reserve and his foreign policy with Iran? And then again, he did the same thing. He just didn't answer, even though the mic was right next to him. I was right next to him with all these security guards pushing me. All I'm trying to do is open the dialogue because, you know, this is very weird, and we're just trying to have a conversation. We're just trying to understand what everything is happening.
Well, you're right, and we're showing some of this footage while you talk for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for radio listeners. We just posted the video at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It's also on the We Are Change YouTube account that's so prolific. We've got to have you back soon on Skype just to go through the Lord Rothschild confrontation, which is amazing, the Ted Turner, all of it. I mean, you guys are on fire. I mean, back in the old days when I could confront Janet Reno or other globalists really pioneering just asking him a real question and watching them all collapse. I could never imagine it would become so prolific and watch you trailblaze. Others are obviously following suit. And it's got
that's what we want. Yeah, we want other people to do this because that's how we're safer. That's how we get the truth out. You can only have allegiance to the truth. And if it could be destroyed by the truth, it should be. And that's our major philosophy here at We Are Change. We're just trying to open up the dialogue, find out what's going on. We had an awesome last 3 days. All the videos will be up on YouTube.com/We Are Change. I mean, we just got Glenn Beck. We just got Newt Gingrich.
Tell us what happened. I want to go through Glenn Beck and Gingrich, you know, audibly as a reporter, what happened before we see the video breaking down here. But I got to say, watching his body language, knowing Rand Paul, you know, interviewing him back when he was the only guy that would do interviews for his dad over 10 years ago. I think it's well over 10 years. I remember interviewing him like in 98 or something. You know, sending crews out to interview him in Austin, talking to him off air. And now his whole body language has shifted in the last few months. I think they may have offered him the VP, or he's told he's in the running, because he acts like a man on a mission. And he says, it's very honored. I'm a guy from a small town. I think he's been offered it. Now he's gone from there were no secret meetings to, oh, I don't think there were really any meetings. I'm seeing everything change. The office says the same thing. And again, I'm not saying Rand's a bad guy, but he's really changed. What do you say to that, Luke?
The only way to really find out the truth is to walk up to him and to have a conversation and to have a dialogue. When he doesn't say anything, and when he knowingly ignores you when you are as nice as you can, that's when we should be worried. And I am worried, and that's why I'm trying to make an effort to talk to him, to understand what he's been doing. And I hope other people take charge and other people take responsibility, and instead of just calling him names throwing negativity at him, they should walk up to him and have a conversation and find out what's going on and share it with the world.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, our listeners are everywhere, and Rand's come on and said, oh, the InfoWars people are everywhere. Oh, I love them. So everybody should be polite about it.
Rand even told me he learned about the Bilderberg group through you. I had a long conversation with him right before he became a senator. That YouTube video was out just last week. Right when he announced the Mitt Romney.
Yeah, see, I've been so busy, I didn't even watch the whole thing. We played a clip on the news of him saying, yeah, Bilderberg should be investigated. You're saying in that same video, he says he learned it from us?
Yeah, we have a whole long, yeah. It should be up there. But we had a whole longer dialogue with him about.
Yeah, what's the name of that video? I'll play it on the nightly news tonight. And I know
what's the video of the Rand Paul name? The new one? No, the other one, the new one. What's the name of it? It was Rand Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I've had private conversations with Rand. I mean, he really hates the New World Order. I don't want to say intuition or whatever, but I mean, I just feel like they've got something on him and they're using, I don't, whether it's threats or, I mean, my gut tells me, I mean, the point is that I think they've really dug into things and I think they're blackmailing him or something. I mean, I have no proof of that. My gut tells me he doesn't even look like he's on a power trip. He looks freaked out. He looks like he's been given an offer he can't refuse. And I'm good at gauging body language, my instincts, my subconscious is powerful, my discernment. I mean, that's what my gut tells me. So that's why we shouldn't attack Rand. I got hurt at first. I don't think he's bad. He's still an ally. My gut this morning was, if we really keep going after him, though, and I'm not saying you're doing that, Luke. I'm saying all of us, you know, too meanly, I think we're going to make him join the dark side. What do you say, Luke?
I don't agree with it just attacking anybody negatively. There's always a good way to find out exactly what's happening, and that's to try to be, to try to open that dialogue. That last video that you told me about, it's called Rand Paul Before Endorsing Romney on Bilderberg and Goldman Sachs. That's the video. That's the YouTube.
Okay, channel. Rand Paul Before Endorsing Romney. Yeah, we linked to it on the site, but I only had time to watch the excerpt of it. I wish I could watch all this stuff. I'm so busy, but we'll play that tonight. So he said, I woke him up to Bilderberg, and so he knows who you are. You've interviewed him and now he runs from you.
Exactly. It's pretty sad because he could have just opened up and explained himself and had a rational conversation with me. You know, even if we disagreed, I mean, even Dan Jones.
Or he could say, hey, come back tomorrow at this time. Or, hey, you know, look, he has that classic politician running from somebody.
His secretary said, let's set up an appointment, but they never do. I've been working, you know, the Senate beat here for a while, and I tried to make appointments with senators. They never, ever will get back to interview, they never, ever will request an interview, especially when they know exactly when you're talking about real important issues like the Bilderberg Group. So that was...
Well, yeah, now you talked to him the other day, or We Are Change did up in Illinois, and he said no comment. At first, he's talking to him, and they go, Bilderberg, Romney. He's like, no comment, bam, starts walking fast.
Yeah, I mean, that's just pretty sad, and that leaves a lot more questions than answers. But, you know, we should just concentrate on the truth. Don't worry about individuals or campaigns or different people. What matters is you. The only change that will really happen comes from the bottom, comes from the grassroots. That's you listening right now, and we can't be discouraged. We have to be encouraged to step up.
I heartily agree. Luke, tell me about what happened with Glenn Beck. I got to hear this.
Yeah, Glenn Beck, he has so much security around him. He has more security than Secret Service around him. They're sneaking him around the back area so nobody...
No, I've seen this guy with like 20 security before just going to literally talk to 300 people because he couldn't fill the Six Flags. I saw long footage. I think you shot it. And he had like 20 security with him to go speak to a couple hundred people at Six Flags in a multi-thousand arena. It was like 300 showed up because they can't pay for the $200 tickets. And, I mean, I can go have thousands show up at my events. I can go stand in the middle of thousands of people, no bodyguards, no nothing. I mean, what is this living in total fear, or is having all the security like your entourage, like your pimp game?
Yeah, I have no idea, but when he came around the secret area, they had everything fenced off. And when they had everything fenced off, I was able to get a question as he was walking. I was like, hey, you used my Cass Sunstein video in your TV report. I was like, do you remember that? He was like, yeah. I was like, you know, I'm the guy who confronted Cass Sunstein. He was like, yeah, I know you. And I was like, yeah, you didn't accredit me, but that's fine. And I want to really know, why don't you take the Bilderberg Group seriously when the chief member, David Yon, admitted that they created the euro? And then he was looking at me, turned away, and just totally ignored me. And then security jumped on me and started putting their hands on me. And started.
How dare you talk to a god through the barricade? How dare you, when he used your footage and didn't give you credit, try to talk to a god? How? And I don't get why they think it's elitist to be wimpy and not even effeminate, because women aren't wimps like this. These metrosexual, cowardly little, and then as soon as you like go and act cowardly, the system rolls out a red carpet. I mean, they're legends. I mean, my website's dwarfed Glenn Beck. Our radio audience will be bigger than his on a current growth rate in about a year. I mean, he's literally, we're bigger than Glenn Beck worldwide. But the system tried to set him up as big. The Drudge Report's probably 20 times in the metrics bigger than all of his sites combined. You don't see Drudge running around, you know, like he's the king of the earth. I mean, Glenn Beck is, and he rips all our material and research off and never gives any of us credit.
It's ridiculous, and that's why we need to talk to him. But he's making sure nobody gets near him. He's making sure nobody even gets very close to him at all. I mean, the way they're escorting him around, they literally went all out. No one has barely seen him. He went on stage, and he's all in these secret back areas. I'm in the parking lot right now just trying to find him walking around, to be honest with you, because, you know, we have to be persistent here. And the more persistent we are, the more these people will recognize.
What is this event that Rand and Gingrich and Becky are hanging out at?
This is the Faith and Freedom Summit here in Washington, D.C., and they're pretty much talking about Bush tax cuts and Christianity, on the most part here. And that's where all these graders are coming in. You know, RSVP'd. I'm here as official press. I'm here covering the event. I'm here trying to talk to them. And I'm just trying to be as persistent as I could be, because you have to be. I mean, even Van Jones, the first time I talked to him, he called security and the cops on me for asking him a question. The second time, he pushed me and started running away, even though he chased me down.
The wicked flee when none pursue.
Yep.
You're like, hi, I have questions. I got one that can see.
What happened? What happened a couple of days ago that was amazing is I walked into a conference where Van Jones was speaking. He started sweating. He started getting nervous. I again asked him a question during a Q&A. I again walked up to him, and he, you know, manned up, and he actually had a conversation with me, which was pretty amazing, because he realized, you know, I'm not going to stop asking these questions. We can't. We all have to do this. We all have to be a part of this. And it's just an amazing feeling being able to speak truth to power. It's one of the most incredible rushes you will ever get in your life, and I highly recommend everybody take part. Be the changing world.
Absolutely. And find out how afraid they are what they're doing wrong, how they absolutely just run from the camera like it's the end of the world. Luke Radowski, great job. And we'll definitely get that clip of Rand. I saw the part where he said investigate Bilderberg, but I hadn't seen the full clip where Alex woke me up to Bilderberg. And now, I mean, I know his staffers and everybody tell him don't come on the show. And they tell Ron Paul that. I don't even care if you guys come on the show. That's fine with me. I think we might try to get them on just to see what they do. But there's definitely been a big shift with those guys. And it's very, very sad. But overall, I mean, why has Ron Paul been so quiet the last week and a half? I mean, everybody's talking about this, Luke.
I mean, it's very important. And, you know, he has been quiet. It is very worrisome. We don't know what's going on until, you know, I'm going to stay here in D.C. for a little bit. I'm going to keep trying to ask him more questions. I mean, I'm going to get to the bottom of everything, and the only way to do it is...
Yeah, I would say, hey, act like a human. You don't become a plastic person. Why would you talk to me before, and now you run in fear? Why do you want 10 security, Rand, to put their hands on me, because I'm just going to walk 5 feet from you and ask you a question?
Yeah, I'm going to do it anyway. It doesn't scare me. It doesn't intimidate me. It's just sad that someone like Jay Rockefeller gives me more of an answer and more of a dialogue than Rand Paul.
Well, he said, you got a lot of nerve, kid. I ought to give you a job. Whenever you said, hey, your family ran the Nazis. Great job, Luke. We're going to come back, take some more phone calls. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, WeAreChange.org is Luke's site. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
I think we should all pray for Rand Paul to not fully turn to the neocon side, because Ron Paul has done such incredible work. Rand has done incredible work. There's definitely a big change happening. There's definitely Romney worship going on. And I guess people get blinded by their hate of Obama. Then, I mean, Mitt Romney is basically Obama. He's not even Obama light. But in the final equation, this doesn't even really matter. We spent a lot of time on Rand Paul, and I'm kind of getting it out of my system. Let's go to a phone call here. Let's talk to Baron in Alabama. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Before I get to the question I had for Lord Monckton, I just wanted to respond to something you said earlier about not knowing what to call this new form of global government. Because it's really unlike anything we've ever seen in history. I think it's a WTFocracy in the spirit of my website, WTFROI.com. Because once you put all this stuff together, that's really the only logical reaction that a thinking person can have.
Well, what it is, I know what it is. It's a global corporate-directed eugenics-based government that is just governed by absolute vicious behavior. I appreciate your point, sir. Let's talk to Doug in Santa Cruz, listening on XM 166. Now, go ahead, Doug. You're on the air.
Also, your favorite KSEO station as well there with MZ. I wanted to compliment you on the piece that I saw last night on this radioactive dump in Austin that you were reporting on. That was, I thought, incredible.
Well, again, we have the great-grandfather who was the head of all the maintenance at UT and operations telling his great-grandson that. We know about the reactors. We know that famously that's where they would hide stuff is outside town. And so we're investigating it. We're investigating the cave system right now. But I think it's pretty darn credible. The report is breaking massive nuclear secrets uncovered in Austin. Because the fact is they've had a rail gun blow up 4 days ago. There's a bunch of other weirdness going on.
And I wanted to compliment you on that. I called in before about the weaponization of water. I think Jeff Smith was on. This was actually it was July 5th. But one thing, Alex, in 1968, as a sophomore at Stanford, I took a drive down to a place called Wickenburg, Arizona, which was a former Japanese relocation center that was, in the Black Panther papers, supposed to have been changed into a kind of a latter-day FEMA center, but that's what it would have been then, for political dissidents. So these themes are not happening for the first time. That was before you were born.
There's always been a COG system. The thing is, they're expanding it massively. I'd say it's 10 times what it was in the 50s now. I mean, they've really built it up.
60s during the Vietnam War when there was political dissidence like there is now because of outrageous behavior by our elected leaders. You might be familiar with Mae Brussel, and she was very prominent then.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because just because they built all this doesn't mean they're going to use it. It's a struggle between the evil track of history, the good track of history. Everything we do, it's a battle. That's why they want you to think it's a foregone conclusion. We could back all this off.
You're the cycle of history, but we need people like you. Now, referring back to history, I think, is very important. People were leveling, National Guard was leveling off guns with this political distance because of war. In 1981, Bank of America was paying me 23% on jumbo CDs, because that was with no national debt. But what I'm going to end with, Alex, and compliment you, is don't lose humor. Humor and tragedy are so closely entwined. I have not heard hands down the pants, pointy toes, naked chimpanzee, man pig. Don't.
Sir, you still there? I didn't cut you off.
I thought you cut me off. Yes, that's important. Don't lose your humor. You're a comedic genius. In addition to being very insightful and brainy.
I don't know about being a comedic genius, but I guess a blind hog does find acorns occasionally. Thanks a lot, brother. Out of time. Sorry to other folks. More coming up in the retransmission and on the streams at InfoWars.com and big nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock, PrisonPlanet.tv, and back Sunday, 4 to 6.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.